I want to talk to you briefly about the idea of defaults and default options. They're massively important. For example, 90% of people in the UK say that they're in favour of organ donation, right? But only 25% of people are actually on the organ donation register. Why the big difference? Well, the big difference is because you have to actively choose to go on the organ register, right? You're opting in. So the default is that you're opted out, that you're not on the register. So that means that people, even though they think it's a good idea, never really get round to it. They never make that choice, they never make the effort to do it. So the default wins. We're lazy at heart as people, and we tend to go with default options. Think then about your website. What options are there on your website where people are having to make a choice? And what are the default options that you're setting? Is there actually a way of setting better default options that help the user more? Now, notice what I said there, help the user more. Because obviously, one thing that you can do is you can pre-check that little checkbox that says, please send me spam. And yes, sure enough, people are lazy and you'll get a big load of people on your spam list. But the downside of that is people are going to go away and are going to be fairly pissed off. And so ultimately that's going to come back and bite you. Also, you're going to end up with a mailing list full of people that aren't actually interested. So, and it costs money to send out those emails to those people. So ultimately it doesn't work very well and isn't very kind of a sensible thing to do. But there are other situations where setting good defaults can help. Take, for example, those Remember Me boxes. Okay, you know, every time you log into a site, there's this little Remember Me box to be remembered in the future. Now, do you check that by default or not? You might want to check it by default if the vast majority of people want to be remembered, which, to be honest, I think the vast majority do. There are other examples as well in terms of, you know, if it's an e-commerce site, selecting the quantity. You know, what's the default quantity you've got set? You know, do you default it to one, or does a user have to type in a number? Equally, do you default things like the delivery and billing addresses being the same? All of these little default choices that riddle your website, from contact us forms to e-commerce sites, all over the place, there is the need for defaults. So take a few minutes to have a think about what defaults you want to set on your website.